burning coals in the hollows between his iron ribs. Now, as his anger welled up from his deep core flux, those coals caught flame, spreading their fury to the discharge nodes arrayed across his frame, until they glowed bright enough to cast a green halo on the snow where he passed. Altix's anger never truly receded. It was always there, waiting for a reason to rise, and now it had several. He was angry at the legions, who were meant to be an extension of his own hand, for their failure in holding the line. He was angry at those who had cast him out and reduced him to this. But most of all, he was angry at the creature. Seda might have been an inconsequential holding, and his posting there a calculated insult from Unas. But frigid, poison-throttled backwater though it was still a world of Ithacus and of the Necron Tyr. Their claim, staked an eternity ago, could never be conceded. Every inch of land within those ancient bounds, even a rock so meagre as Seda, was Kemet, ground fit only for gods and their servants, sacred beyond the comprehension of flesh, no place for the living. This tomb was a place more sacred than most. The Grand Ossuary, while nothing compared with the tombs of the crown world Antikef, was the greatest of Seda's sepulchral complexes. It was the bastion and resting place of this outpost's lords, and those who had risen maintained their quarters here still, while its galleries were home to those still trapped in the long sleep. And in its deepest catacombs, of course, lurked the grim, ever-swelling crowd of those who had woken, only to slip into the second death of the curse. Ithacus had woken far earlier than its neighbouring dynasties, and the Ossuary had stood as a frontier bastion during those fierce, proud years of reclamation. It had remained unbreached through the long centuries that followed, despite endless incursions from the land-hungry upstart species of the unclean. Even as the dynasty had begun to slip into decline, its sanctity had been preserved, thanks to the tireless vigil of Seder's dwindling garrison. But now, on Altix's watch, its stones had been befouled. The interloper had only made it as far as the Temenos, the sacred precinct bordering the tomb's entrance. But as the pious whisper from his doctrinal partition was already reminding him, that was a severe enough transgression. "The scar conferred on my master's honour," it sneered, dripping with patrician disdain, "will be indelible." Altix examined the intruder and agreed. The defilement had been achieved at the hand of perhaps the most pathetic of all the unclean creatures, encountered by Altix in his long existence. Glowering at the thing, he cued his xenology partition for a designation. "Grot," his fifth submind told him after a moment, "is this thing's name in the tongue of the orcs." "Grot," murmured Altix out loud, after turning the word over in his vocal buffer, like a wad of something foul. If nothing else, the enemy had a talent for onomatopoeia. The beast looked exactly as revolting as its name sounded, snivelling and wheezing through a punctured chest. The runtish green thing was the embodiment of furtive animal cowardice. It was durable, though. The slave beast had hauled itself to Ket from where it had fallen at the infantry line, and had leaked a long smudge in the ash-grey snow, which repulsed Altix most of all. "Why can it not just die?" he wondered aloud, to nobody but himself, "without wiping itself everywhere?" Now, to his acute disgust, it had hooked a single, filthy talon over the bottom stair, and had begun pulling itself up. Altix swept down the last few steps to intercept it, swift and silent as a swooping raptor. He was, by now, extremely annoyed. There had been 8 waves of the grot so far, driven from the orc line to rush across the snow-sludge plain at the ossuary. Whether the orcs were fool enough to hope to exhaust the defenders' ammunition, or just found it entertaining to send their thralls to their deaths, Altix had no idea. They were as stupid as they were cruel, after all. Either way, wave after wave had been cut down like reeds at the Necron line, extinguished with archaic efficacy, despite the garrison's